Yes, indeed. It is time for your local sports connection. And just a couple of national bits out there, too. Here on this 22nd day of March, it's baseball season and softball season. We've got a few scores from each. Let's briefly run down through, first of all, at the high school baseball level. A game between Brownstown, St. Elmo, and Hillsboro ended up very well for BSE as they defeated the Hilltoppers 6-0. Also, good news for Effingham. Effingham, they defeated Marion 8-3. As for the Hearts, Webb got a home run, and Traub was the winning pitcher. In other games, Newton defeated Cowden, Herrick, Beecher City 4-0, I think. But anyway, Fulton was the winning pitcher for Newton on that one. North Clay had a doubleheader at the Metro East Kickoff Classic, and that saw them lose their first game to St. Joe Ogden 11-1. But then they came back and defeated Marissa, with North Clay winning 9-6 there at the Metro East Classic. T-Town don't have a score, but I know they lost their game at Columbia, or against Columbia. That was also at another Metro Classic, that one held in Edwardsville yesterday. Switching over to softball, it was Altamont competing at the Jacksonville Jamboree, where Altamont got the big win over Hall Varsity 11-1. And for the Lady Indians, they got home runs from Lemke and Schultz, with the winning pitcher being Lemke yesterday. We do have a score from the Teutopolis-Diedrich game, and on that one, Teutopolis, your big winner, 15-1 in softball, with triples by Apke and Boris yesterday. So lots of games going on then, and plenty more for today. If we have time, we'll run through the schedule. I did want to update some other local sports as big news up at the 8th grade Class 1A state volleyball tournament, as it was Sigel St. Michael taking on LaSalle Trinity Catholic. And unfortunately for the Sharpshooters, they fell yesterday to LaSalle Trinity 25-17, 25-18. So their round of competition has ended at Kankakee Bishop McNamara for the 8-1A state tournament. So that means Lincoln West, Lincoln Broadwell will take on LaSalle Trinity Catholic today in that game, advancing to the final semifinal round. A one score update. The Shoes did lose yesterday with a score of 6-3. Thanks for that update, Caleb, in baseball yesterday. And a whole other round of sports really revolving around college basketball, as there were games all day Thursday and all day Friday, even into the late night hours last night, where Illinois did consistently have most of the lead of the night, but they got some good scoring and held on at the end to win over Xavier 86-73. So that means Illinois advances to play in the round of 32 on Sunday. Their next opponent, the higher-ranked Kentucky team in men's basketball, I should clarify, as the Illini women also in action these days. But Illinois men's Fighting Illini team did defeat Xavier 86-73, so they'll play Kentucky on Sunday afternoon. At the professional level, well, we do know that St. Louis did play a split squad game. I have one score for you there. And let's see, that was 3-2. The Mets defeated St. Louis in spring training. Chicago back in spring training after their regular season, strangely enough. San Diego over the Cubs 5-1. Full schedule of items out there, actually more than we'll be able to go through. You've got high school baseball games scattered around Southern Illinois, all kinds of Metro East games seem to be the concentration. We do want to mention there has been one cancellation, and that was at the Frosh Soft baseball level, as St. Anthony will not be traveling to Breeze Mater Day. That game has been canceled. As far as we know, all other games of baseball, softball, boys tennis, boys track, girls track, even bass fishing ongoing today, and even at the junior high level, volleyball now wrapped up for Sigel St. Michael, so no teams of local interest there. You do have the NCAA men's basketball tournament continuing all day today and tomorrow, and you also have NASCAR racing. The Xfinity Series race for NASCAR coverage begins at 2:30 today, and they'll also be racing tomorrow at the Cup Series for the Straight Talk Wireless 400, with that coverage tomorrow beginning at 1 p.m. Two quick reminders. You got signups for the Effingham JFL held at the Effingham High School gym lobby. That going on today from 10 a.m. until noon. Again, that JFL signup from 10 a.m. until noon at the Hearts gym lobby this morning for Effingham JFL. And one more reminder, again, we mentioned this earlier, but our first broadcast of spring sports, Effingham versus Altamont baseball game this coming Friday. And there's more games between now and then, but this is our first broadcast on this Friday, March 28th. We'll have that coverage for you at 4 p.m. with the pregame starting a little bit before that coming up this Friday. That's been a check of sports. I'm Brian Dust.